Hey everybody, hello and welcome to episode 18 of the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. I'm your host, Brian Sippets. You can reach me at HockeyStrengthPodcast@gmail.com. Today we're going to be talking to National Team Development Program Strength and Conditioning Coach Daryl Nelson about his presentation for the upcoming Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic at Eastern Michigan University on May 9th. Daryl's just one interview in a series of podcasts that we're doing with all of our Great Lakes presenters. If you've missed the presenters we've already talked with, we've talked with Jim McKee from Fluid Being, we've talked with Justin Rothlingscheffer from Miami University, Dr. Steve McGregor from Eastern Michigan University, Carrie Kyle from the National Team Development Program, and myself, which was a dual hockey strength podcast and strength coach podcast. Today we're talking to Daryl, and we'll round things out with the Great Lakes speakers with Joe Marr coming up next week. Joe's from the University of Michigan. So if you've missed any of those podcast episodes, make sure you go back and check them out. Lots of great information there, and it'll give you a little bit of a feel for what we're going to be talking about at the clinic on May 9th. That clinic, by the way, has been designated for 0.7 CEUs from both the National Academy of Sports Medicine and the National Strength and Conditioning Association. So if you're part of one of those organizations, you'll be getting CEUs for attending. Like I said, today we'll be talking with Coach Daryl Nelson from the National Team Development Program. Coach Nelson's going to be talking about functional training for strength and power and why that's important for hockey players. This is going to be basically the nuts and bolts of hockey training, really, and this will be a great take-home presentation, something that everybody will get a little bit of something out of, so we're excited to hear from him. We'll get started with Coach Nelson in just a minute, but in case you still aren't familiar with HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, it's the web's greatest collection of hockey strength and conditioning information, complete with material from the top NHL, collegiate, and private strength coaches. At HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, you'll find hundreds of articles, videos, programs, and webinars, all geared towards improving the performance of hockey players. So whether you're a strength and conditioning professional, a motivated player, youth coach, or a hockey parent, HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com is the only training resource you'll ever need to produce healthier, stronger, more effective players at any level. New articles, videos, and programs are posted weekly, along with periodic podcasts and webinars, and all of our coaches weigh in on the ongoing forum discussions. If you're new to HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, you can gain instant access to our members-only content for just $1 for the first 7 days. You'll be able to check out training videos, current programs, and articles from some of the best strength coaches in hockey, or they can answer your questions directly in the forum. We know you're going to love the content, but if you're not completely happy with it, simply cancel your trial membership and it'll be out just $1. After the 7-day trial period, you can continue to be a member for just $14.95 a month, or you can sign up for the year at just $149 and receive 2 months free. Either option is a great bargain for so much material from the nation's top coaches, so don't miss your chance to be a part of the community. All right, looks like we're all set to go. Let's not delay any longer. On the phone, we have National Team Development Program Strength Coach, Daryl Nelson. All right, we're on the phone with our guest, Daryl Nelson. Daryl is the strength and conditioning coach for the National. Coach Daryl, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Brian?
Pretty good, thanks. So as we get closer to the clinic here, the Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic coming up on May 9th, we're approaching the end of our presenters from the clinic, or our interviews with the presenters from the clinic. So we've got you and Joe Marr from Michigan, University of Michigan, to round things out here. And Daryl, you're going to be presenting on, I guess, basic strength training for functional strength training for power and explosiveness in ice hockey. So tell us a little bit about what your presentation includes and some of the topics you'll be touching on.
Yeah, I was just planning on talking, basically about, I guess you would call it strength training 101, or the fundamentals of strength training and what makes for good strength training and what makes for bad strength training. And I think, part of the problem we see definitely with the players coming into us, and I think in general in like high school age players, whatever, AAA players, midget and bantams, whatever it is, unfortunately the kind of training that the kids are doing isn't really necessarily good training for an athlete, and a lot of it, I think, is counterproductive. And unfortunately, you know, things like anything else, you know, you look at the most popular trends, and usually what you want to avoid is whatever is the most trendy, and I think training is certainly like that. So that's, I think that's really a lot of what I'm going to talk about, and I think there's a big misconception that people have, that people kind of think, you know, youth sport coaches, parents, people like that, even some people that run quote-unquote training facilities think that something that's maybe a good workout for general fitness is the same thing as high-performance athletics. And unfortunately, you know, it pushes a lot of kids in the wrong direction. So those are some of the things I'm going to touch on, you know, so just to try to differentiate those two things. You know, for someone that's not knowledgeable or a beginner, for a coach or youth sport coach or a strength coach or anything, you know, there's a lot of options. But for someone that has, I think, some expertise, some knowledge, there's really only a few. You know, there's really a small number of right answers.
Right, and I think really this presentation and the information in it, I think, is going to be sort of the key to, you know, looking at the list of attendees. We have quite a few hockey coaches who are, you know, maybe not strength and conditioning people, but are really interested in keeping their team performing well and healthy at the same time. So really, I think this is going to be the sort of the key presentation for hockey coaches or for people who are looking to get into the business of strength and conditioning, or I guess the role of a strength and conditioning coach. So can you give us some of the, you know, you said things are being done maybe inappropriately, or people have misconceptions coming in. What are some of those misconceptions?
Yeah, well, you know, I think everybody's favorite thing, you know, stuff like P90X and CrossFit and those types of things are really high rep, high fatigue training, I think, are big mistakes that people are making because they're not power oriented. They're not sprint oriented. I think there's still a lot of people that use stationary bikes and long distance steady state work, you know, jogging and things like that, for quote-unquote endurance, and that's obviously not really the direction that a team sport athlete wants to go in, certainly not for hockey. So those are a lot of the mistakes that players that we're getting are coming from those kinds of backgrounds. And I think, you know, kind of like you said, like even if a person's role isn't necessarily to be a strength and conditioning coach per se, you know, if they're a hockey coach, like that's kind of part of the drive with all this American Development Model stuff that's going on, all the education they're trying to do, is it's the coach's responsibility to find someone that's going to train their team, that's going to be a strength and conditioning coach, and the coach needs to know the basics. They need to know the difference between good training and bad training in order to find the right person.
Right, and that's the thing. A lot of times maybe they aren't doing the actual training themselves, but they are responsible for finding somebody who will do the training for the team. So it's good for them to know that stuff too. I'm really happy to see that, you know, there will be quite a few coaches in attendance, not just those in the fitness or the strength and conditioning industry.
Yeah, that would be great.
And you know, the as for the other presentations, I mean, I think there's really valuable information there. Some of it is high end, I think, with all of the monitoring, you know, some of the monitoring talks that, or presentations that we're going to have, you know, might be a little high end for that. But this is, I think, the bones of really what we're trying to get at and why we're doing the clinic is because we want to help educate, and we want hockey coaches, physical therapists, athletic trainers, and strength and conditioning people to really have that good solid base of knowledge for really what it means to work with hockey players and some of the considerations they have to take.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I think some of the stuff like Justin and Steve were talking about, you know, with all the quantifying and the monitoring, it's the same deal. You know, if a hockey coach doesn't understand the basic physiology behind the training and everything, and how do you interpret the data? How do you use the numbers to guide your training if you don't understand those types of things, if you don't understand the difference?
Right. Yeah, and I guess generally it's kind of appropriate that you're speaking on this. I know you'll be talking to a bunch of USA Hockey coaches about the same thing out in Colorado Springs. But, you know, I think really that's what we're getting at with the site is giving people not only general knowledge of what good strength and conditioning is for hockey players and how to improve hockey players' performance through training. You know, so I think the site has been a great resource for people, and I know I've really enjoyed helping on that side of things and helping to teach people that. And we've got the high end material on there as well. I think we've got a really great bunch of coaches that have joined us on that, and it's been a great community. So let's talk a little bit about. I saw a couple articles from you that were just posted on the site. So talk a little bit about maybe your massage techniques, like why massage techniques work, and also maybe the circle sled push that we've been using that quite a bit lately.
Yeah, the massage tools article, I wrote that because, you know, for a long time we've used foam rollers and lacrosse balls and stuff like that, but I never really totally had an understanding as to how soft tissue treatment worked. I really never knew, like, what mechanisms were actually going on there, like what was really happening. And so I started reading about it to try to figure it out, and because I wanted to write an article about it, obviously I had to figure out what was going on. So, you know, I started to really understand things about how, you know, fascia is not just around the muscles, but it goes all through the muscles and how there's different layers of fascia and muscle interact, and how the mechanical force of the massage can break those up and allow things to move and increase range of motion and mobility that way by breaking adhesions, and how also, you know, I never really thought of it this way, but some of the chemical things that happen, you know, things like histamine are produced, which causes vasodilation and increased circulation and things like that. I never, you know, I was like, histamine, I'm like, well, isn't that, you know, like when you, whatever, you have allergies or something like that, you take antihistamine, right? You know, I never really, I never would have put those two things together had I not started reading about it, and how everything works together, how it promotes, you know, blood flow and more circulation to your lymphatic system to clear metabolites and things like that. So once I put all that together, it kind of reaffirmed why, I guess, it works so well, why we had such good luck with foam rollers, and why people feel so much better, you know, once they start using them. So that's really why I wrote that article, and why I so it quantified, I guess, what we did. It justified what we did.
Yeah, you're just backing it up.
Yeah.
And then we've been using the circle sled push quite a bit, you know, as a variation to, you know, the straight ahead sled push and pulling and the crossovers. And how have you liked that? I think at this point it's just a variation maybe, and you know, not quite as useful, but I think there are some good things. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's, you know, it's like the old, way back in the old days, there's that old Charles Poplin stuff. He'd always talk about the same but different, you know, the same type of exercise, but a variation of it, like a different grip for a chin-up or a pull-up, or a different type of a press, or a different type of a pull, or a different type of a squat, you know, but it's still a squat or a press or a pull. And I think that's really what the circle sled push is. Obviously, it's still a sled push, but it's just some variety. You know, it's like anything else. The more variety you can incorporate, the less boring it is mentally, and also I think, you know, physically, the more challenge you present to people, you know, the more progress you make. So it wasn't reinventing the wheel or anything by any stretch, but it gives us more options.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's key, especially after you've been working with somebody for a while. You know, they kind of get the routine, like, okay, I'm gonna squat and pull here. Okay, I'm gonna push and do some kind of hip exercise here. You know, once they get the feel for that, it can be a little bit challenging to keep the variations coming. But you seem to do
right.
Well with that.
Yeah, I think, like you say, variety is the spice of life. You know, people are people don't like change, but if nothing ever changes, then nothing ever progresses.
Right. And I think the important part of that too is, we're talking about change here and we're talking about variety, but we're still talking about variations of the same thing. So it's not, like a muscle confusion type thing or whatever that, whatever that idea is, wherever that comes from. But, we're just doing variations on the same theme, which kind of brings us back to what is good training and what is, what is good training for hockey and athletics in general, team sports especially.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I think things are going great right now on the website. We're really clicking along. We've had some great guest articles from Greg Roskovensky, who's a physical therapist. He's been doing some great work with upper and lower cross syndromes, and also a lot of research on pain, or at least reviewing a lot of research on pain. So he's been great for us there, and he's put some great content up on the website, and definitely worth checking out. Also, the podcasts are rolling along. Like I said, we've interviewed now 6 of 7 speakers for the clinic coming up here in May, and so I think there's a lot of stuff to catch up on if you haven't been around or if you haven't checked it out in a while, but including a dual hockey strength podcast and strength coach podcast. We recorded one conversation with Anthony Renna and it was used both as a hockey strength podcast and a strength coach podcast. So that was a pretty big honor to be able to talk to him and we had a nice 45-minute conversation about training and a little bit about the clinic and some coaching points as well. So, well, Daryl, thanks for your time. And, I know the guys are off to Sweden. I'm sure they're well prepared. Is it Sweden?
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. They're heading to Switzerland and I'm sure they're well prepared at this point in the season. They're already and geared up for the World Championships. So, good luck to them. And we'll be watching pretty closely.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, and looking forward to the clinic.
All right. Thanks, Daryl.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's going to wrap up episode 18 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thanks to Coach Nelson for joining us today. Let's be on the lookout for episode 19 next week, where we will wrap up our discussions with the Great Lakes Clinic presenters with Joe Marr from the University of Michigan. Coach Marr is going to be talking about creating a yearly plan and why that's important in a training program and why that's the way they train at the University of Michigan. So we're excited to hear a little bit more about that, and we're looking forward to seeing all of you at the clinic on May 9th at Eastern Michigan University. To learn more about the presenters or to register for this great event, you can head to greatlakeshockeystrength.com. You can register there. You can see a full lineup and get more information on the clinic. So we hope you can make it. We know it's going to be a great event. People are lining up already, and we are limited by the size of our room. So make sure if you're planning on attending, if you're planning on joining us, please make sure you get your name on that list as quick as possible. Otherwise, you may get shut out because we are limited. That's all for episode 18 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Until next week, be sure to train smart and check out hockeystrengthandconditioning.com for the web's greatest articles, videos, and programs for training hockey players. Thanks for listening, everybody.